This is a Mosaic Gaming Network production. Last time on Rolling with the Regulars, we left our party stumped with a key that wouldn't open a door. Will they use brute force or find their way around this obstacle? Placing all bets now.
So can okay. I walk up to this Toff who's with us and just dry my hands off a little bit on his cloak?
Well, aren't you a big, scaly creature? Thank you. That's very kind.
You're welcome.
Let you know.
Fact.
I'm more pleasant than your skin.
Can you do the honours?
Hello? Yeah, you can sort of...
Smash the door in, come on.
Smash that door in.
Yeah, so Thrak just goes, I was about to do this anyway before we got to this whole key crap. And then...
Where's the key? Yeah, can I have the key back?
It's in my pocket at the moment.
Can I have it back, please?
Why?
Because I found it as mine.
Okay, Thrak halfway through a swing, and again, just at the point where it's back here, wait!
What now?
Like, your arms are killing you. Well, get someone in there.
Then they'll be surprised.
They'll be surprised and then they'll be dead.
I'm not surprised if the hero's arguing on this side of the door.
Well, we wouldn't be arguing if my axe was embedded in the goddamn door. Jesus.
At which point
I'm like, who is Jesus? I don't know. In game, not sure. At which point I go, fuck this shit, and proceed to slam my axe into the door, regardless of other interruptions.
Yeah, okay. Roll a d20 to see how much damage adjusts the door. As you're doing that, you look down at your mace thing. It's very cool. Yep. And it's got an inscription on the handle, which you didn't notice before.
Okay. Can I read it?
Yes, it is in a lizard, if you like.
Lizard.
It's in lizard.
Like, lizard.
the common language that your maybe people used to write in. And it says Orphidius.
Orphidius.
You say that out loud.
Orphidius. Ooh. Yeah, go on then.
Oh.
Ah! Right. Yeah. So you say Orphidius. And around the handle is made of metal, and some of it melts, and it melts into this tiny little lizard, and it sits up, and this little metal lizard looks up at you.
Oh my god. Okay.
I'm going to try and speak to it then in my native tongue.
Kind of just
as native a tongue as it is.
Right, you bash through the door. It only takes a couple of swings. It's a wooden door. You're a very angry dwarf. You burst in.
As the door falls, I scream, "Here's Johnny!"
Oh, God.
Who is Johnny?
Exactly. What sort of name is Johnny? Who knows?
And why is he here?
And yeah. Why is he here?
I'm Amdor, not Johnny.
Oh God!
Great.
I think we should send Amdor first.
I'll leave that up to your discretion. Get off! Get your hands off me!
So, you're the guide, right?
Yes.
Start guiding.
To be treated with some respect, a historian. Thank you very much.
Oh God!
Perfect.
Get walking. Come on.
And a professor at that, Dr. Amdor the Great, you should call me, actually.
You'll be a pincushion if you don't start walking soon.
This little metal lizard, maybe that long? How long is that? Maybe half in length.
6 inches. How long is that?
A long piece of string. It's looking up at you.
Exactly. Okay.
What do you want to say to it? Or what do you want to do?
I'm going to say Orphidius again?
Oh, yes.
Excellent.
You say Ophidius, and what are you thinking when you're saying Ophidius?
Who are you?
It looks over almost towards the cleric or the dead cleric corpse.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks back at you. Thrak, you enter this room and you are so not ready for this. Like, you open these, you bash down these doors. You essentially break them. They're kind of like splintered in the middle now. And you walk into a, I think it's a 20 foot by 10 foot room. I'll send you a picture so you can all see.
Right, okay. In which case, I think it's probably, what can I see when I get in there?
I will describe it to you. With my powers of description. Sorry, I'm losing the plot. Okay.
It's all right. I never had a plot in the first place. I do, however, suddenly have a baby, so I apologize if there's grunting noises in the background.
I was going to say there's like very slight grunting going on, but that could be, you know, our Toph.
I don't want to describe this baby. It might be really scary for him.
It's okay. I'm still on the headphones, so he can't hear what's going on. I'm just trying to make sure he doesn't shout about things. That's all.
Okay, it's a 20 foot by 20 foot square room, and you open it and you've never seen anything like this. There's a room with a table in the center of the room, and there's a man strapped to the table, completely maybe unconscious. Along the walls are lined with shelves. Some of them house books and tomes. There's lots of paper on a few desks around the room, lots of quills and ink, and there's shelves upon shelves full of just vials of different colored liquids that you've never ever seen anything like this before. That's on the left hand wall. On the right hand wall, you see like a almost similar to what was lying on the floor in the first room, like a corpse that is way, way gone, but isn't decayed properly, and it's actually chained up onto the wall. Like it's by its hands. Its hands are above its head, and it's sort of leaning down like this. There's one close to you, and then there's a cabinet full of like different jars, and on the other side of the cabinet there's another male human also strung up, but looks relatively, he's maybe not dead, but he's completely unconscious. And there's a door on the far wall right ahead of you, but at the moment it's closed.
Right then, so I think I'm going to walk up to the one on the table. Is he strapped down, did you say?
Yeah, just leather straps.
Give him a poke then.
What's everyone else doing at this point? He smashed down the wall and then gone in, just like completely hasn't said a word. Is everyone else following him in?
Yeah,
I'm talking to this little lizard.
I'm on Piplup's back, I think, and I said, depends what she's doing.
You didn't get down.
Giddy up.
Okay,
come on.
She looks at you like she might throw you off, but then carries up the stairs towards where Thrak has gone. Blatt, roll a perception check, please.
12.
Okay, as you walk with Andor, the annoying, past Rohandral, you hear the whoosh noise as Rohandral is like holding this. He just moves his arm, and something swings on the bottom of this mace, and it looks like a piece of coral. But as it swings, it goes whoosh.
That's weird.
You kind of stop where you are and look around. What do you want to do?
Mine.
Where's the mace come from?
Rohandral, he's asked you. Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry. A bit engrossed at the moment. the corpse was holding it. I sort of felt compelled to bring it up to the surface.
Can you hear that?
Like I was commanded.
Swing it like the bass sound with the little coral thing.
Okay, I'm going to give the...
Ex-people blat. Right. yeah, you do this, and it's almost by the leather thing. You swing it round in a circle, and it makes this... which mirrors almost perfectly the sound that you heard when you were coming in. It's a bit dimmer in here, but it's still in the background. Pipluck and Grim walk into the room, and Grim, as I've just described, you see the room as it is, and as soon as you get through the door, you can jump off Pipluck's back, or she's going to throw you off. You're not there. You're not getting a free ride.
Thanks, love.
Just looking around the room like, oh my god. There's trays of metal instruments, like surgical instruments, and there's blood everywhere. There's a drain in the bottom of the floor where everything kind of runs to it. It looks just, it's hot, it stinks. You've never seen anything like it.
Cool. Okay, so I'm gonna have, do you say there was like books and vials and instruments and things?
Yes, so on the left-hand wall, there's a bookcase of tomes and bookcases with vials in, like chemical vials. Thrak, what are you doing?
I was going to go and slowly approach the guy on the desk, on the thing, and just poke him, basically, with the haft of my axe.
Right, okay. You look at him, and he looks relatively young, maybe in his mid-20s. He's human. He's definitely he's got the famished look of a slave about him, that you know people trade slaves a lot in the Underdark, poke him, he doesn't move, doesn't wake up.
So I'm like, hey, you buddy, you all right? And poke him again, this time like in the solar plexus, to see if I can really get a reaction out of him.
Okay. This time you hit him in the chest and he kind of goes, he's kind of looking around and he sees you. He doesn't really know what to do.
What are you doing here?
Hanging around.
Yeah, you know. Do you come here often?
He's kind of dazed. He doesn't... He's no idea. He looks so ill. He looks like feverish. You have no idea. He looks clammy. He's not looking at you in a focused sort of fashion. You can examine him more if you want to roll for like examination. I don't know.
Yeah, I'll give him a bit more of a poke and a prod and see what I can see. Sounds like fun. D20.
Have a look. Yeah, please. Just to see how much you're going to see.
That's not so good. 7. I am aware he's a human.
He's fully clothed, so without stripping him, you know, you can see there are like a close examination. Certain little cuts on his arm. Some of them look like fingernail scratches, probably maybe where he scratched himself or someone else has scratched him. He's sort of maybe frothy at the mouth. And like a red rash again coming up on his neck. What's your name? Grim, you were going over to the bookcase and roll an intelligence check for me, actually. I don't, you probably, anyone will kind of recognize.
19.
That's an intelligence check.
All these tomes, everything written in here is written in drow.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you know what that is, but I don't think anyone else. Maybe people who've been in the intro. Maybe Thrak, but yeah, everything's written in drow, and you kind of like shiver goes up the back of your spine.
Okay.
There, you can't read drow, but some phrases like you enough to get some sort, but you can't. So you might be able to look at the spine, the tome spines, and maybe make a few words out, but you can't read it fluently.
Okay. Is it, can,
this
can
book's
I pick
called
up any...
Two Beers, Please.
Can I pick up? Can I pick up any sort of theme in the books?
This
book's
they're
called
all...
Where's the Library?
Books.
Sorry, say that again.
Biology. Things to do with anatomy, biology, medicine. Okay. That kind of theme, anatomy comes up a lot. Different species. So you see the drow name for gnome, you see the drow name for human, you see the drow name for elf, you see the drow name for different things. Thrak, you, we've done you. Blat, what would you like to do?
I'm kind of intrigued by the mace with the kind of singing stone. Kind of, I think, maybe I should take you to see read the text underneath the statue we found.
Fight. What's being whispered? yeah, we can go and do that. Where is this stone?
It's just kind of back out the way we came, and then kind of hang a right, I guess.
We're not going. This foul water.
Can we leave him here?
Yeah, we can leave him here.
Yeah.
Don't leave me
Thrak,
here.
You see Thrak looking interestedly at the straps that are holding the guy down, and the guy in the robes just going.
Are you guys okay here? We're just gonna check out the statue again.
Yeah, carry on.
Yeah.
You okay. Might want to see this. This. Yeah, she sounds very, very disturbed.
What's going on up there?
Yeah.
There's some guys in there. I think they've been experimented on. You guys carry on if you want. We got it covered. It's fine.
Okay, you gonna give them some water or something?
Yeah, we'll figure it out.
Okay,
but look, it's fine. Stay with the dwarf and the gnome.
Yes, leave me here with the clearly insane guy who's strapped to a table.
He's strapped to a table.
It kind of hasn't taken his eyes off you, Thrak. Like, he's just almost petrified of it.
Is he imprinted on me like he's a baby bird?
It's not quite there either. Okay, you guys head back off to Black. You know, you take him to the stone statue. It takes a couple of minutes to get back there. Rahanjal, you look at the statue and you immediately recognize him as Helm. Someone's destroyed the statue of Helm. Not pleasantly either. There's an inscription, and you see it written in a almost like a Barrel-leaf language. Then it written in Common underneath, and then it written in Gnomish underneath. And it reads, "Bathe, Sandlander, and restful ease your cares until the singer stills his song, then rise to claim your wares."
Seriously, just gently brush it. It's awesome.
Just trip out. Yeah. Okay, so I'm going
to
touch
it. You know you want to.
Go up to the statue then of my deity, and I'm going to just run.
Yeah, as you do that, you hear basically what has been inscribed now in your head, and you hear it in old dialect of your people.
Okay.
I'm
going to pull up the mace as well, and I'm going to ask Orphidius.
He says. Happened. In your head, as well, at the end of the inscription, you hear, "Defend my honor."
Okay, I can do that.
Okay.
So, the singy thing on the bottom of your mace.
Yeah, as you lift the mace up, it sways and goes.
Okay, can I detach this from?
You can.
Mace? Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'll detach it from the mace. And this is the sound you're hearing around here, right? Am I hearing this as well?
Yeah, so it echoes throughout all the corridors. It reverberates off the walls. It's low. It's background noise. It's like listening to rain. It's a noise, but it's background. You wouldn't, unless you focus on it, you wouldn't really know.
Okay.
So I kind of heard that closer to that doorway over there.
Okay. We'll go down there then.
You guys can go down there if you like.
Yeah, okay. So we'll go down to the...
splitting up.
The party! Okay,
die in horror movies.
Wait! I can't breathe! I'm just going with you.
What? Where do you come from? Bloody hell.
Yeah. I'm not staying around with that lot.
You're a historian, right?
Yes, as a matter of fact, I'm the best historian north of Seawood.
So, what is your understanding of this place?
Well, we're just going to pan back to the room. Okay, so we're panning back to...
Cool.
We're panning back to... everyone's names. Grim, Piplock, and Thrak, who are standing in this room. Thrak, what do you want to do? This guy isn't
I'm going to leave the guy as a lost cause at this point. Just be like, well, just fine. You're staying there for a bit. That's fine. And go and look at the corpse that's like chained to the wall.
Which one? The
which one? One that's with... always a good. That's always a good one.
The one which closest corpse to the door you have been, or the one closest to the door you haven't yet been to.
No, the one closest to the door when we came in.
Okay, that one. If one could look old-fashioned, like his clothing looks centuries old, like old robes. Again, this similar robes to the corpse that Rahandra brought back up. And for some reason, he hasn't decayed. Like it's a corpse looking very similar to the ones as well that you killed in the front room, in the first room. He's not moving at the moment, but he looks very, very pale, and
he's fully chained to the wall, right? As far as I can tell.
His wrists are chained above his head, and cool. His feet are chained to the wall as well, like this.
So I give him a poke too with the haft of my axe.
Okay. This one, as soon as you touch it, his eyes fly wide open, and you can see that they're entirely black. The pupils have dilated so much, and they've just
stayed
there.
I take a good few steps back, going, whoa!
It thrashes really hard against its chains. Like it's trying to bite you, it's trying to scratch you, it's trying to get at you. It's relentless.
Okay.
Shit itself. I go, fucking hell, what are you doing? Touch him!
So I take two more steps. I take two steps back, take a deep breath, and then run forward and bury my axe in its head. Do I have to roll because it's restrained?
Yeah. You can do that. Bury its axe in its head and cleave it in half, and it stops moving.
So as I free the axe from its head, I'm just like, fucking mobile corpse bastards.
So Grim picks his head out from behind the table where he'd suddenly hid, and he goes, stop touching the dead things.
Well, how do I know which ones of them are dangerous if I don't touch them?
They're all just assume they're all dangerous.
Well, that one's not anymore.
Guys, be quiet. We don't know who's here.
Well, if they're here, that's fine. They can come and explain what the hell they're doing in this room.
It makes a good point.
You really want to meet the person that's doing this?
Yes, and I'd quite like to do what to him or her what I've just done to his or her corpse on the wall.
I don't think that's theirs. It looks too old. That one looks like theirs.
Yeah, but whoever's operating this place has decided to keep it. It's a bit of a weird ornament at the end of the day. I mean, don't get me wrong, I'm not an interior decorator or anything, but...
Look, this clearly isn't where the treasure is. Let's just leave it.
Yeah, but, you know, it might be treasure through those doors. He nods to it, the Thrak nods towards the doors that we haven't been through yet.
Well, maybe, but we haven't thankfully run across anybody, but what if we do? We don't know how big this place is.
Well, that's okay. We'll just kill them and then keep moving.
You're assuming? Like, what if there's 100 of them?
Then we kill 100 of them. It'll take a little longer.
You are reckless.
Clearly, you've never been on an adventure before. Why are we trusting you again?
Because I know where this place was. You never got here.
You know where the place is, but you don't know how big it is. You don't know where treasure is. You don't know that there are mobile corpses involved. To be fair, you're a pretty crappy guide at this point.
Hey, take that back. This was not supposed to be here. I have no idea what's going on here. This is disgusting. This is creepish. Like,
you're not really a guide so much as a person who's pointed at something. Look, there's something shiny over there. and we followed you like morons. I didn't even want to go on this. So now I want to find out what the hell is going on in here, and I'm going to do that. And if it involves killing a lot of people, then I'm fine with that.
Fine.
Somebody's got real anger issues here, I think.
Is that, are you saying that out loud?
Yes, yeah.
Okay. The dwarf swivels on you and just starts marching towards you and go, what
Pitbull do
you
swivels
mean
as well?
Anger issues? Every step is a word.
So I'm going to run.
Have anger issues? He has anger issues?
I'm going to run around the table away from you.
Is this the table with the guy on top of it?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, that's a pity. I was going to cut through the table.
Guys, stop. What are you doing? This is no time for jest.
I was happy in my own bar with just my own, you know, hatchet for toast. I was happy. And then you guys turned up.
I knew you weren't. Everyone knew you weren't happy. Now, come on.
You see this struggle on his face of do I kill them all or do I just and go home or do I just keep getting, and there's a moment of and then he just sort of closes his eyes, counts to 10, sighs loudly, and then just sort of walks over to the two doors and goes, fine, and tries to push them open.
Right. Pip looks back to Grim. Grim, what do you want to do?
Has everyone sort of calmed down now then?
Everyone's sort of calmed down, yeah.
Cool. I'm gonna jump up on this table with this guy on and prod him in the chest and see if
with
I can get any more.
What?
Just with my finger and just see if I can get any more reaction out of him. You alright, mate? Touch him? Sorry?
Where did you touch him?
Just in the chest.
just in the chest.
Like that.
Roll a d12.
Oh, for Christ's sakes.
Is he going to bite your finger off?
One.
Yes.
That's very lucky. No, he stirs, but it's different to before. He seems more conscious. Kind of looks up at you and like shits himself for a minute, but then kind of looks a bit more questioning when he sees Pipluck.
Okay. So I'm gonna say I'll turn to Pipluck then and say, do you know this one as well?
I have no idea who that is.
Fair enough. How conscious does he look now? Is he kind of?
He's am I dreaming? No, he hasn't got an accent. Am I? It's really difficult.
He's Jamaican.
Jamaican one. I am having a dream.
I'm dreaming mine, yeah.
All right.
I'm dreaming a beer can.
Yeah. Oh, dear.
That's exactly what he says. That's canon. You can't change that now.
Next week, the entire cast is replaced.
by terrible, terrible accents.
Oh, my God.
Ooh, make him South African.
I can't do South African.
Oh.
Come on then. What shall I ask him? Where are you from? Let me ask him that. Where are you from?
Roll the d12.
Oh, what? Don't make me roll.
You make me roll dice.
One. He says in common, luckily. Where am I? What? Ooh. And then he shivers for a minute. What? Who are you?
Oh, and so I'm going to look up at Pipluck and say, we're not getting much out of this guy, are we?
Give him a minute, Jesus Christ. I don't know that. Everyone keeps playing
crazy.
Like,
the dwarf is not impressed and he's looking at the door and sort of fingering his axe and just being like, he's clearly nuts. Just leave him. Come on, let's go.
Don't get me out of here, please. I'll do anything. Don't let him come back.
So he's strapped down, right?
Yeah.
Let go on there. Let's undo him.
Thank God. Right, yeah. Pipluck, she helps you. And the guy tries to sit
the
up.
What the hell are you two doing?
We are not leaving him here.
You don't know what he is. I mean, you saw the last thing that I poked that was chained to something and it decided to try and kill us.
Hey, I've already tried poking this guy and he was fine. So don't start that.
Yeah, fine until you let him go. Jesus Christ, and you call me reckless.
We need to leave now. We need to just go. We need to just go.
See, he's babbling. He's incoherent. Just strap him down and leave him here.
I don't know what to do, really. So is this guy, what's he doing, this guy? Is he going to get up and try and leg it, or is he staying with us? Or
he looks like he has zero energy. Like, he's trying to almost, like, roll onto his side, but he just can't have the, doesn't have the energy.
Oh, for Christ's sakes. I don't want to be looking after this guy. any thoughts, Thrak? You want to just leave him? Thrak, focus.
What about it?
What should we do with this guy? You seriously want to just leave him?
I don't see how he's any use to us.
That's true.
Do anything. Just don't let him come back.
What, okay. Him?
Just, he's really, he can't speak. He's just petrified.
See, it'd be easier to either just strap him back down or just kill him, put him out of his misery.
That is a person. That is not a dog.
And?
Same.
Look, if you want, I'll do it. He starts walking over.
No, give it a rest. We'll just leave him. It's fine. We can just leave him. If he gets out, it's good for him. If not, doesn't matter. Let's keep going.
You mean you want to leave him alive and behind us and capable of locking us in with whatever he's scared of?
Was he going to lock us behind a wooden door? I don't think we're going to lock you behind a wooden door anywhere, are we?
That's a fair point. Okay, yeah, that's fair point. Well made.
Let's keep going. Come on. Do you want to keep going this way, or you want to follow the other two back?
Oh, the other two can catch up with us.
He's kind of breathing heavily now, kind of, and his eyelids start closing again. Looks like he's probably going to pass out soon.
So let's. I'm going to make sure I'm a few feet away from him at this stage. Does he just kind of collapsed on the table?
He couldn't even sit up. He's just rolled over and then passed out again.
If he turns into something, well, then this is out of character. If he turns into a werewolf or something, I will be so unimpressed because I could have just dealt with him for you, but no!
Well, that would be boring, wouldn't it?
That's true, but still.
Okay, while this is going on, I need to pan back to the other guys. So you guys start walking down this massive corridor. You go underneath the archway, and the first bit is you walk on almost like wooden plinths because it's a bridge, and underneath is flowing water. And then after a couple of feet, I think it's a 10 feet before, the floor and the walls become stone, and these are wrought stone. These are corridors that have been chiseled out. And it goes down for maybe 50 feet at least ahead of you, 50 foot corridor. It's a long fucking corridor. Mm-hmm. And all the walls are a bit weird. They're kind of lined with rectangles of stone. Some of the stone's broken and shows like a bit of an alcove behind it. Some of them are just not even touched. Some of them have got paint splashed across them, like almost like marking some of them. And you're kind of walking down this corridor, and as you go down the corridor, you hear it getting louder and louder, this eerie, man. It's fucking creepy.
Okay. Black, do you want to knock an arrow and maybe look after our guest, and I'll just walk down a little bit further?
Yeah, what was the words again?
I could do with a drink, thank you. I'm absolutely parched.
I'm sorry, what? What are you talking about?
I am very, very happy to be looked after, thank you.
Brilliant. Sit down.
He kind of looks around. Oh, wait, there's no chairs.
Yes, the floor. Sit on the floor.
Sitting on the floor?
I will shoot you. Shut up and sit down.
Okay, he actually does. Shuts up and sits down.
I'm just going to sort of chuckle and carry on down this corridor. So how this noise is getting louder as I go further down, right?
Yeah, you both are walking down together. Amador's going to sit down near the bridge, near the entrance. He's not going any further.
Okay.
After about 50 feet, if you guys have a look on the map that I sent you, the corridor splits off into almost like a crossroads. So you've got a corridor to the left and to the right. You can see both of the ends. They're only 20 feet long, and you can see like a a wall at each end, so they don't go anywhere. But these are all lined as well.
Okay.
And then across, you can go further.
What is, there like an opening or something at the end of this that we can see? Or?
It looks like it goes into somewhere bigger, yeah.
Okay.
A bigger room.
And the noise is getting louder the closer we get to this room.
Yes, yes it is.
Let's go.
Go on in.
The others can catch us up.
What's his name again? Can you remember his name?
Amdor!
All right, Amdor, come on.
Amdor!
Good,
I was,
brilliant.
I was more thinking about the gnome guy and the barkeep. And the girl who's just... Well, I don't know.
let's get him up here just for a second. We'll take a peek and then... We'll get to the threshold and then we'll turn back and go get them.
Okay, you know. So you guys carry on walking. I've just sent you the picture of the next bit of the map. And like I said, some of these, there's almost like sections of the wall where these stone slabs are, maybe in sets of eight, where some of them have been marked with like a red dye, some have been marked with a blue dye, some have been marked with white paint, some of them are cracked and open. Some of them, the stone's gone and there's been a wooden, almost a very quick makeshift IKEA style wooden door screwed on and jammed on, and some of them are empty. You carry on, and after a while you enter, it's a bit of a hard room to describe. Imagine a diagonal, is that even a word? What's it called? I'm losing all conscious thought now. It's like a square, put it on its side, and your corridor
diamond.
Is diamond! That's the one! It's diamond! It's a fucking diamond, right? One of the tips is where your corridor is coming into. And in the middle of this diamond shape, again, there's been a massive, majestic statue. All of this is actually beautifully carved, and this domed ceiling is 30 foot high. And going up, spinning off to your left and right, you see other corridors that go off somewhere else. But right in the centre of this great big dome in front of you, this domed room, was a massive statue, again on a plinth, and it looks like the same man, if you like. His head is, it looks like he's been blasted and his head is rolling on the floor. But instead of anything else, there's something standing now in front of this statue, and it almost looks a bit like a shrine, maybe, to the untrained eye. You see like a smaller statue, a lot smaller, maybe like 12 feet high. So rather than, you know, 20 feet high, it's maybe only like 10, 12 feet high.
Yeah.
And it looks like a woman in armour.
Yeah. I'm just going to put it out there. Maybe we should get the others. Because this looks like quite a big room just to hunt on our own. Should we go back?
You are very, very angry. Someone is desecrating.
I'm feeling quite a lot of zeal and fury at the moment, I'm afraid, Platt. You might want to go and get them yourself.
That's never a good sentence.
I'm going to drop the hammer down, kind of like on the grip, down into like a more of a sort of levered like position, as it would be.
I'm going to back away.
I'm going to start walking towards the statue.
Okay, you don't recognize the person, the female, whoever she is, but she looks, you've seen elves, she looks a bit like an elf. She's got pointy ears and the kind of facial features, but she's wearing, looks like very form-fitting armor, and she's standing with both hands in front of her, clutching a greatsword that is tip pointed towards the floor. On each side of her are two statue spiders. They're only about 4 foot high, but their front sort of legs are reared up towards this sword.
Mm-hmm.
And she's looking down, and even in statue form, she's got a wicked grin on her face.
Okay. So, like, the helm head is on the floor, I assume.
Well, the whole statue has just been exploded. And the bits of the statue are everywhere, scattered all over the floor. And this shrine to this woman has been
put up and placed. Okay. I'm going to bring the hammer back and bring it down on the statue, in which case.
Yeah, do it.
Yep.
Okay. You swing.
Full force.
Do you want to use your mace, or do you want to use your hammer?
I'll use the new hammer.
Mace.
Yeah. Sorry, the mace, yeah.
Yeah. Ophidius.
And I'll shout Ophidius.
You bring this hammer down, thinking of how, you know, you're furious for your god, and as soon as it touches just the tip of her forehead, there's a massive flash of light as it hits, and this statue doesn't just explode, it just disintegrates. Like, it's just gone. You have chunks, maybe 2 millimeters, just go flying everywhere, and you carry on all the way to the floor, and it actually buries into the floor a solid 3 feet down. You have to kind of lift yourself back up, and that has taken a lot out of you. But nice. The whole room got lit, was illuminated by this shocking. Exactly. You get covered. You see this massive flash of light, almost like up on the surface, like a lightning bolt strikes a tree, and it's blinding. You have to close your eyes, and you get covered in this wave of dust. Like,
honestly, what the hell was that?
I wish I knew.
Well, if they didn't know we were here, they certainly do now. Says a voice from behind you. Okay, let's pan out and go back into the other room.
Hi, welcome back to the other room.
Hello.
Is that like the cool side of the pillow?
Yeah.
Exactly that.
Grim.
Hi.
Hi. You're having a look through these cupboards, aren't you?
Yeah, why not? That's a good idea.
So you're looking through all these, quick look through all these tomes while these two are having a shout about whether they're going to kill this guy or not. And you open, and you're no stranger to magic and alchemy, and it looks almost like an alchemical store. So you've got cases full of shelves of these, you know, glass vials of different colours, different viscosities, different, you know, whatever. And they're all labelled, but it's all written in drow. And there's a cupboard with doors on towards the base of it, and you open it, and it's like fucking heaven. There's loads of weapons in here, but something, it's kind of pulsing a little bit of magic, and it's coming from the back.
Cool. I'll reach in and grab that one then.
Okay. You start throwing kind of, if you can, weapons upon the floor, and you throw across a couple of your short swords, a few daggers, a few, you know, breastplates of armor, until there's nothing left in there, but there's the bottom of the drawer, if you like, and then there's still this pulsing of something. It's coming from there, but you can't see it. Roll a perception check.
14.
Very nice. You see that you kind of put your hand on it, and it sounds a bit echo, and you think it's got a fake bottom. And towards the top right corner of the base of this cupboard, you see a little hole that you think you can put your finger through and pull up.
Cool, yeah, let's do that.
Okay. So you pull it up, and it looks like a little bit of a treasure trove. There's gold pieces in here, and there's something wrapped in cloth, and this is what's been pulsing magic. And you take it in your hands, and you can hear them going, and you take off this the wrappings, and before you is the most beautiful silver gnomish dagger you have ever seen in your life. Like, this was must be worth 1,000 gold pieces, and it's pulsing magic.
Nice. I look at it, and I think this looks like something I want to take with me.
Yeah, so you don't know whose treasure it was, but you're gonna fucking take it now.
I'm gonna slip that into my I don't know, waistcoat, whatever I'm wearing, my robes, don't know. And then so you said there was gold as well.
Thrak, you noticed now that the goblet, the gnome's been quiet for a little bit, and you look down and you see, like, it's open this cupboard and there's, like, bits of armor everywhere, but there's, like, fucking piles of gold, like, right there. Thrak?
Yoink! Sorry, that was a moment for it to sink in as a dwarf, where you just get that moment of... Okay. Yeah, just basically as run towards the gold.
Okay, so I realize I hear a dwarf running towards me, and I kind of stand up and turn around and go, I think we found some treasure, but no one's seen this knife yet, right?
No.
Okay, no one's seen the knife. As long as I'm not happy with that. Cool, that's it.
Piplus looks like she's kind of wants to argue, but well, it is treasure, but we should really get going, but it wouldn't hurt to take a little bit. So she kind of comes over and starts taking a bit as well.
Cool. Should we each grab a handful?
Yeah.
Thrak, by this point, is already stuffing every pocket he has with gold.
Okay.
He clinks when he walks. More than he did with all that chainmail.
Okay. Roll me a d12, Thrak, please.
Uh-oh. 4.
That's relatively lucky. Okay, you hear footsteps in the distance coming from the door that you haven't opened yet.
Oh.
I sort of... You know, you get that moment where somebody's doing something and then they hear something and they stop?
Yeah.
There's sort of a hand into a pile of gold going, I'll just take one more hat. And he sort of stops and goes, you hear that?
Roll a perception check, Grim.
20!
Yes!
These new dice are doing good, aren't they?
You pick up its footsteps and the gait is relaxed. Doesn't sound like he's in a rush. It's only two legs as well.
Okay. So I'm gonna... Can I, like, scuffle and hide behind the table in a way which blocks the table, kind of is in between me and the door that I think the noise is coming from?
Piplup jumps under the table.
Okay.
Thrak turns, runs over to where... As I run across, can I see whether the hinges are on the inside of the door? Or doors?
From whoever is coming into this room, it's a push door.
Right, so, okay. So I run over and estimate where I think that the doors will open to and stand just beyond that point. So I basically don't want a door smashed into my face as the person opens the door.
Yeah, okay, you stand behind the door. Grim, did you want to hide in the cupboard or did you want to hide behind the table?
I'm going to stay behind the table in a sort of semi-cover position.
Okay. After, literally, it's that game when you're a child and you literally shit yourself and then hide. And after a couple of minutes, you hear a key turn in a lock and the door swing open. Thrak, can you roll me a d12?
Oh, God. Hang on a sec.
What is your judgment like of doors?
7. Fuck.
No, it didn't hit you. But you do have to kind of... behind the door. And it's coming to swing close on you. And so it doesn't hit you. You have to kind of breathe in and go... And suck your tummy in. So it's like... And it stops just before it hits you. You can sort of stick your head around the side of the door and see. Grim, you'll be able to see. Piplug won't be able to see at all. She'll be able to see feet. A man strides into the room and he's wearing robes, but they just look like workers' robes. But they're kind of rolled up the sleeves and he's got like gloves on. And he's carrying, well, it's like a clipboard, if you like, that kind of thing. Like a piece of wood, and he's put loads of pieces of parchment on it, and he's got very pale skin. He's human. He's got bleached blonde hair, but looks like he's bleached it himself, so he's got like really dark roots. He steps in and he's kind of writing something down, and then notices the table and that this person's been unbound.
Can I sneak up behind him and get an axe to the back of his head, basically? I'm not trying to kill him. I mean, as in,
you know,
literally just touch my axe to the back of his head and just go, I think you want to stay there.
What's your stealth skill?
That's a good question.
Roll usual stealth to see if you get a surprise round, if you like.
D20, yeah?
Yeah.
Right.
Guys in the other room, you can start heading back at this point. If you wanted to head back, the time series has now, this is exactly the same point. So, did you want to stay? Did you want to explore the corridors, or did you want to go back?
I think we should probably head back. You know, come and talk to the guys. We'll sort this out in a second.
I'm feeling pretty vindicated right now, so I'm just gonna turn around and follow Black.
Roll,
back.
Both of you roll a D20. I see D12, please.
D12,
please. Yeah.
11.
4.
Luck.
Right, okay. Black, you're sort of in the corridor, but obviously you've taken a few steps forward because you're you've just smashed this thing. And as the dust is settling, you can hear / see something relatively big coming from the corridor to your right, and you can hear like a scuttling, like, and then you hear...
Great.
And out of the dust... You can see these massive front legs and then see these massive mandibles, and this giant spider comes slowly towards you, Rahandra. Black, it hasn't seen you, but you can see Rahandra standing sort of here and this spider coming at him side on like this.
Has he seen the spider?
Oh, yeah.
Because inside, I'm literally, he's literally just sat there going, oh, fucking hell. I guess at this stage, I should probably give him a hand. And the arrow that I've already got notched should probably
be true
towards the spider at speed.
I'm going to send you a picture.
I don't want to know. If I have nightmares...
Yeah, it's your fault.
Matt will be happy that we're doing this with you and not him.
Yeah, I hate spiders.
I hate spiders as well.
I
all good.
I will say
Matts hate spiders.
It is the law.
It is the law.
And God said on the third day,
all Matts hate spiders. And also, Marmite is great.
It is indeed.
There you go. It must be a Matt thing.
It is. Wow.
Yeah. There we go. All Matts hate spiders. All Matts love Marmite.
You heard it here really? First.
Yeah, we just found out. via scientific testing.
Yeah, 3 out of 3 Matts approved of product.
No, I think you mean 100% of all Matts asked like this product.
Only 3 Matts have asked. Yeah.
Okay, I'm getting a sufficiently scary looking motherfucker. That'll do.
Thanks, Becca.
You're welcome.
I'm not looking at that because I don't want to have nightmares.
Oh, spiders are so lovely, though. They're so cool. They are efficient predators. They are.
But they're also the incarnation of evil.
Like me. It's fine.
Well, yeah, also that, yes.
My kin.
Well, I can hear the background. What's that sound? Oh, it's only Becca.
Also me just going, oh, oh, oh. Just panic breathing.
no, I can't find it. Aha, there it is. Sorry for everyone else. Ta-da!
No.
Oh.
What is this?
That's lovely. Hell no.
Yeah, I'm not looking at that.
How big is it?
It's pretty big. About the size of a car.
Okay.
Pretty fucking big.
I've seen it, yeah? And it's just kind of like stalking towards...
it's maybe 20 feet away from you. It is...
Oh, okay.
It's... You see how, you know... Have you ever seen it somewhere? Like feet, it's incredibly still or moves really, really slowly until it's ready, and then it'll move very quickly.
That's why they're evil.
They're just efficient.
Right then, run.
Yeah. I'm just like, yep, and turns around and literally fucking pegs it down the corridor. He's running. He's gone.
Okay.
Shut up!
Spider!
Spider.
We need a very big glass and a very big piece of paper.
Is it suicide to charge the giant spider?
Well, to be honest, yes. You are like 7 foot tall compared to me, who's not that tall.
It's big, but it's not as big as it is for Blatt, and especially not as big as it is for Grimm.
Yeah.
Okay, so you are looking at the spider, and it is coming at you, and you feel a pulsing coming from your mace, and you feel energized, and you kind of really want to attack this spider. It's desecrated the house of your god.
Exactly.
And Amdor runs down the corridor screaming, Blatt. What are you going to do?
I'm gonna loose that arrow. I'm gonna try going for the eyes. It's always a good one. Go for the eyes. Many eyes.
You have a statistically high chance of hitting one.
This is all going to go down very quickly. He hasn't seen you. Hold your bow. Hold your breath. Knock an arrow. Pull it back. And loose. And we're going to go back to the other room.
God damn
it. What did you roll for your stealth check?
I got... what was it? It was horrible. I think I got a 7. Sorry, I put it away afterwards. I think I got a 7.
Okay. You managed to push the door slightly open, and you grip your axe and you've got it rested on your shoulder, and you are thoroughly ready to step forward and put this slightly against its head, but you push the door with a bit more force than you realise, and it goes and it slams, and with that he jumps around and turns and looks at you, and he stares you right in the face, and he puts his hand in his pocket and he goes, you shouldn't really, really shouldn't be here. And that's why we can leave it.
Oh, man. That is a good, good finishing point. Oh, kill him. Kill him in the face. Damn it.
Until next time.
Yeah, turn up, Damn it.
Kill him in the face.
Not to be spider chow.
Kill him in the face. Kill him in the face.
Kill him in the
can
face.
Can
I just... Because I made my roll.
Oh, no. You have to wait. You have to save the roll.
Write down what you rolled, and then we'll do that for next time.
Okay.
Was there a natural 20?
Was there a natural 20?
Yeah.
If you got a natural 20, write it down, and we'll do it for next time, but we're leaving it there for the moment.
Giant spiders, failed stealth rolls, and mysterious strangers. Who will kill the party first? Find out next time on Rolling with the Regulars. Thank you for listening. If you liked that and would like to check out some more of our stuff, head over to mosaicgaming.net. You can find us on Discord, Twitch, YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter. Catch you all later.